Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. TikTok to the Senate, Boeing audit, West Point revamp, and Iron Lung Paul. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the House passed the bill that would force the communists in China to divest from TikTok, or else it would be banned here in America. Now moves on to the Senate. It's called the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. 352 yes, 65 no. 170 million Americans are active users of the app. Propaganda mind control software. It's unclear if China is willing to sell it or if an American buyer would be willing to pay up. The FAA conducted an audit of Boeing, the manufacturing of their planes. Of the 89 production process audits conducted, Boeing failed 33 of them, with 97 instances of non-compliance identified. The concerns included use of a hotel key card to check a door seal and the use of liquid dish soap as a mechanical lubricant. In totally unrelated news, John Barnett, who worked for Boeing for over 30 years before he retired in 2017, for the last 7 years of his career, he worked as a quality manager at the North Charleston plant with the 787 Dreamliner. A few years back, he told BBC that under-pressure workers have been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the production line. He said he also uncovered serious problems with oxygen systems, suggesting that one in four breathing masks would not work. He was in Charleston for legal interviews related to this whistleblower case when he was found dead in his truck in the hotel parking lot from a self-inflicted wound. West Point has announced they are removing their motto, Duty, Honor, and Country. Those words come from the great Army General Douglas MacArthur. He said in that speech, "In the evening of my memory, always I come back to West Point. Always there echoes and re-echoes. Duty, honor, country." In a letter, the superintendent of West Point said he wanted to focus more on the mission essential tasks of build, educate, train, and inspire versus duty, honor, and country, replacing those three with just general Army values. Paul Alexander has lived in an iron lung for 70 years. He got polio at the age of 6. He's been in the iron lung since. But in those 70 years, he graduated college, earned a law degree, published an autobiography. He said, "I've got some big dreams. I'm not going to accept from anybody their limitations. My life is incredible." Paul passed away at the age of 78. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, President Biden's proposed 2025 budget is truly shocking. He is asking for $7.3 trillion in spending when the previous high for any other president was $4.75 trillion. That number came in 2020 from Donald Trump. While most Americans do not understand the danger here and the corrupt media will not report it, if federal spending reaches that level, economic catastrophe is almost assured. Last year, Americans sent $4.5 trillion to Washington in taxes. That's about $3 trillion less than Biden wants to spend next year. If my math is correct, then it is. So taxes on everything would have to rise. Already, the extravagant Joe wants to tax corporations at 28%, up from 21%. If that happens, businesses will pass the hike onto us, the consumers, pretty much guaranteeing a fierce economic slowdown. The United States currently carries a $34 trillion debt. President Biden is responsible for $6 trillion of that in just 3 years. He is the biggest spending president in history. His progressive base wants socialism, and that's what Joe will try to give them. Remember that come November. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Ann, concierge member. Thank you, Ann, very much. The idea that the country will veer into socialism when Joe Biden wins, well, that ship has already sailed. We are in socialist territory right now, and Biden will probably win. This will become a fully socialist country in the near future because that's what the people want. Well, I disagree with you. We're not a socialist country yet. Okay? You are correct. Biden and his progressive backers want that. But we're not there yet. Okay? Will Biden win? That is impossible to say right now. Do people who vote for him understand socialism, Ann? No, they do not. They're voting emotion, most of them. Kevin McDaniel, Las Vegas. The proposed Biden wealth tax sounds like communism. It is. It's seizure of private property. That's why it'll be ruled unconstitutional, and it will get to the Supreme Court. California is going to lead the league here on this. James Milner, Keswick, Virginia. In Congress today, they interviewed Mr. Herr and the document issue. All the questions from Democrats were about Trump. Unbelievable. It's not unbelievable. Every time a Democrat in Congress is interviewed about anything, that person will bash Donald Trump. That's it. That's the strategy. Julie, concierge member. Thank you, Julie. Did your liberal friends supporting Joe Biden after the State of the Union address at least listen to your words? My liberal friends shut me down, then leave abruptly, and they unfriend in contacts and social media. Well, they're not friends. So they're doing you a favor by their misbehavior, Julie. What do you want to waste time on them? In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 60 years ago today, a Dallas nightclub owner was found guilty of murdering Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of President John F. Kennedy. The killing added even more confusion to one of the darkest chapters in American history. Here is the story of Jack Ruby. Jacob Rubenstein, born 1911 in Chicago, the son of Polish and Jewish immigrants. During World War II, Ruby served in the Army as an aircraft mechanic. In 1947, he moved to Dallas, opening a string of nightclubs and illegal casinos. Throughout his shady career, Jack Ruby made connections with local gangsters and members of law enforcement. On November 24, 1963, 2 days after JFK's murder, Lee Harvey Oswald was in the process of being transferred to a more secure jail. He was briefly held in the basement of the Dallas Police Headquarters. At 11:20 a.m., Oswald began to walk out accompanied by two police officers. Ruby, wearing a dark suit and gray fedora, shot the assassin in the stomach. Oswald was taken to Parkland Hospital, where he later died. Ruby was then charged with murder, claiming he killed Oswald to save Jackie Kennedy the mental anguish of a criminal trial. On March 14, 1964, a jury found Jack Ruby guilty of homicide and sentenced him to death. But 3 years later, a Texas court reversed that decision because of so-called improper testimony. Before the second trial, Ruby was admitted to Parkland Hospital, the same place where JFK and Oswald were taken. He then perished from lung cancer at the age of 55. And here's something else you might not know. The fedora worn by Jack Ruby during the shooting recently sold at auction. A collector paid $65,000 for the hat. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.